Next case, please.
The next case is case number 11,944. Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park, LLC, is seeking variances from the separation requirement between units, section 115-172G of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Cooper Circle, approximately 309 feet southwest of Road 263. The 911 address is 34290 Cooper Circle, Lewis. Zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, map 8.14, parcel 43, unit 55401. Specifically, the applicant is seeking a 2.8-foot variance, a 1.9-foot variance, a 0.4-foot variance, a 1.1-foot variance, and a 1.0-foot variance from the separation, the 20-foot separation distance.
Okay. Thank you.
There were zero letters of support, zero in opposition, and two mail returns.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chair.
Can we get him sworn in before we get started? If you would, please. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Billy Betts, 14493 Adam of Warren, Greenville.
Can you just speak up because you got the mic here? And you, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
The truth.
Do you swear or affirm?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members
good
of the board.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Seth Thompson. I'm an attorney with Circovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens here in Georgetown, Delaware. I'm here representing Dunham & Smith MHP, LLC. They're the owners of the Dunham & Smith Mobile Home Park. With me is Billy Betts. He's the property manager. He's to my right. We have three applications, so I apologize ahead of time for some redundancy, as I think the factual background is going to be very similar on each application, but I imagine we need to create a record for each individual application. So, but again, I apologize for the redundancy. The Dunham & Smith Mobile Home Park is an older park. You should have received a packet. The packet includes the variance application as well as the deed to the applicant in 1997, so almost 20 years ago. The structural separation and survey done last year, the manufactured home placement permit, copies of a number of decisions of the Board of Adjustment approving similar requests already in the Dunham & Smith Mobile Home Park, pictures of the property, and then just for completion of the packet, a copy of the notice of the Board of Adjustment. So as I was saying, the park is an older home. I think it's really important to note how many decisions there have been in terms of granting similar requests for variances of the 20-foot separation requirements, and then indeed they date back in the exhibit booklet to 1989. So in terms of the specific facts on this property, why we think it meets the standard for a variance, it has unique physical circumstances, and that mainly is the narrowness of the lots due to how old the park is. A lot of the lots are basically 35 by 75 feet. This causes exceptional practical difficulty in the park owner attempting to improve the appearance of the community by replacing older, smaller homes with newer ones that still meet the county code requirement for a 450-foot square footage. There really isn't any possibility for developing the property in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code. The homes that have been placed, including this application, and we refer to this as G9 in terms of the lot, but it's also the unit 55401, or also known as 34290 Cooper Circle. The home is only 12 by about 40, so it's a small home. And you can see that even that, and they placed it squarely in between the two neighboring properties. And you can see that even that, we're here because that doesn't give us 20 feet. So mm-hmm. That home's only about 480 square feet. If we were to try and find a home that fit in that, it would need to be less than 9 feet long. And that's just not going to work. So that's why we think the variance is necessary in order to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulties weren't created by the applicant. Again, the age of the home, the age of the lots is really the problem. So coupled that with the size of manufactured homes increasing over time and the small modern homes that still meet county requirements pose this problem, really, as the Board of Adjustment has seen over the years in dealing with these variance applications. The applicant did obtain a manufactured home placement permit about a year ago. So, we don't believe the variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood in which the property is located. It's not going to impair the use of the adjacent properties, and it certainly won't be detrimental to the public welfare. Those numerous variances that have already been granted within this park confirm that. Additionally, replacing the older homes with newer homes certainly improves the appearance. So it would be next to impossible to upgrade the homes while still in strict conformity with the code here. On this property in particular, it is neighbored to the south by a railroad track and then to the north by a parking area. So certainly this application, the direct neighbors, the property is squarely between the two homes, and then you have right away for a railroad track, and then you have a parking area to the north. We believe this application represents the minimum that can afford relief and is the least modification possible of the regulations at issue. Again, the home has been placed squarely in between its two neighbors, so the home really could not have been placed in a more compliant manner. If it pleases the board, I'll ask Mr. Betts to step forward. And Mr. Betts, you heard my representations to the board.
Yes.
Are they true and accurate to the
yes.
best of your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
And do you want to share anything else with the board that might help them in their decision?
I think you pretty much covered it. It's mainly an older park. It's an older mobile home park. It's been there for quite a few years. And the newer homes we're trying to put into parks are, most of your new ones now are either 14 to 16 foot wide. Hmm. That 12 foot, we just happened to find a good, nice little 12-foot home that we got, and that's why we put that one on that lot, because it was the smallest lot, you know, something we were trying to utilize so we didn't waste the space.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, he covered everything.
And we'll certainly answer any questions here.
All right, we'll start here. Mr. Hudson, we'll start with you, please.
So I believe you just answered my question, but you just recently placed the 12-foot mobile home in this
on that one lot, yes, on
one lot. Is it a new home or is
it's
it
not
more?
A new, what year? It's a two.
Let's look at the current.
I think it's 2011.
Yeah, 2011. Yep.
Okay.
Now, the other two that he's going to be telling you, they're brand new homes.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you've selected this one to be here to minimize the variance request?
Exactly, for that lot, because that was a small lot. You couldn't put a 40-foot trailer on that lot. You could put a 60-foot trailer on there, is what I'm saying. You could put a bigger home.
Right.
So we happened to have that smaller home, and that's why I utilized that lot,
mm-hmm.
because it was the best home for the lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rickards, do you have any questions?
Well, the questions I have in mind is why I don't see lot lines. They kind of gives me gray hair, even if it's a non-conforming situation, which we've been trying to correct throughout Sussex County through the years. I'm sure you're aware of that, going into some of these parks and trying to establish where the lot lines are.
Understood.
But this way, how did you know it was a lot to, you know, to place a home on? How did you know that?
So, Mr. Betts, do you want to speak to kind of your process for...
Is this replacing another home that was there?
We're replacing another home that was previously there.
Okay.
That tore down and took out. You know, these are empty lots or other homes.
So that makes it a non-conforming lot. Okay.
Exactly.
I have no other questions. I just wanted to bring that to your attention, that, and it kind of worries me being around for years.
Understood.
So there are some places that you just can't
do that,
establish...
Right.
You know, lot lines anymore. That's all, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Whitman.
No questions.
Okay, Mr. Mills.
Mr. Rickard, just for the record, you well exceeded gray hair.
I exceeded doe hair.
Well, Mr. Betts, the
combination.
are new 12-foot wide mobile homes available still?
I don't believe so. I would have to check on that. I don't want to answer incorrectly.
Okay.
But I know the smallest ones we've found have been like 14 foot wide.
Okay.
Now, unless you're talking about getting a special tiny home built in there, that's not a manufacturable home. It's not going to meet the HUD requirements.
I understand there's, we've been told this, but I didn't know if, just want to confirm for our future reference. And there's also a thing called a park model. Is that?
Yes.
Is that smaller as well?
Yeah, that's a small one, two park models, yes.
Okay, and they're typically how wide?
Sometimes they're 12 foot wide.
Okay, but what's the difference in that in a mobile home?
It's, a lot of times those park models, I actually went and looked at a couple of them, and they have a plate on them, it's from, right from a camper dealership.
Okay.
It's that manufactures campers.
So they're more like a travel trailer?
It's a travel trailer, exactly. And it had the regular two and five sixteen inch ball that you would pull behind your pickup truck.
Gotcha.
So these things are small, and they don't have the HUD plate on them anywhere.
Okay. So. All right, thank you. No other questions?
Okay. Mr. Trump?
Yeah, just looking at your survey, it looks like these things are also, the lots there are kind of angled at a sharp angle related to the road. Is that correct? Am I
that
reading that right?
That is correct, which is why this placement had to go that way to maintain the minimum between G8 and G10. Mm-hmm. Because they were on an angle, G9 had to go on an angle too.
Okay. And when was this home placed? I think you may have mentioned it, and I just missed it.
I believe it was April of 2016. So that's when the permit was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was somewhere right after that.
April of 2016? April 8th.
April 8th of 2016.
Yeah, that's when I got the permit, was April 8th.
Yep. That's what it says here.
Yep, okay. April 8th.
How was it that it took this long to come to the board?
Well, getting the house set, we didn't get it set right away. And then after we got the house set, and then we found out that we were going to have to go through the variance process. So we wanted to wait until we got all three houses finished, all done, set up, and then we could get them all taken care of at the same time, the variances. That it would work out. We had stuff we had to do, and it just took more time than we thought. We didn't get the house set right away.
In the future, I would recommend that you put the horse before the cart.
Well, we didn't realize it was going to be a problem. I mean, I thought it was only going to be a few inches, you know, and we measured and thought we had it correctly. Okay. Then once we got ready to call the people out to get the occupancy, then we realized that there were a variance problem.
Okay, because you just stated that you realized you had a problem and you wanted to wait till the others were placed, but that's okay.
Yeah, but the first one's what I meant. That's why we didn't come as forward with the court paper, you know, by coming for the variance anyway.
Gotcha.
That's why I hadn't done any paperwork yet.
Okay. But you wait till you got them all set before you decided to come in, though?
Well, before they all got set up at the same time, and that's when we called for the variance, and then that's when they are called for the occupancy permit. And
for all three of them or just for this one?
Actually, I called for two of them, and that's when the inspector came out and said, that's not going to pass. And then I said, well, we measured this other one. I said, we might as well just go ahead and get the variance for it as well as G9. Because actually it was C16 was or that's the one with the problem to start with.
Okay.
Thank God you looked at the permit. You're one of those people that don't. You know, you're one of the few that say, I didn't look at the permit. So,
I got one question. I'll ask you about the shed.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to ask you now about it.
So that's actually on a different application and is requesting a separate variance.
Okay.
And I apologize for the confusion.
Okay.
So this is another we're dealing with tax parcel numbers, street addresses, and numbers.
Okay.
Sorry.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I know, Mr. Thompson, you said you're going to, there'll probably be some redundancy here. So just to build the record, we may have some of that later. So.
Okay.
I did have one other question. Has there been any, since it's been in there for some time, have there been any complaints from occupants or owners of neighboring units about that?
Not about any of the houses.
Not that you've nowhere? Okay.
And they're not. It's not occupied currently.
No, none of them are occupied. Nobody's in here. One or all empty.
Okay.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
All righty. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, all those that would like to speak in opposition, please come forward to be sworn at this time. Again, all those that wish to speak, please come forward.
Okay. I think we had seven, I think was what we counted, Mr. Chairman.
I know, I called them twice. I'll call them one more time then.
No, we were counting the hands, so I just want to make sure.
Okay,
I think we saw seven.
All right, all those that want to speak, though, please come forward and be sworn in.
We're gonna get your names, and then we'll have you sworn in and go one at a time. So please state your name and address for the record.
My name is James McCarty. I live at 16308 Grandview Street, Lewis, Delaware.
Okay, thank you. And wait right here, we'll swear you in as well.
My name is Terry Saunders, and we stay at 16638 Forest Street, Lewis, Delaware, D4.
Thank you.
My name is Sharon Ash, and I reside at 16316 Grandview Street.
Thank you.
My name is Sam Saunders, I live at 16338 Forest Street.
And do the four of you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And when you go up to the podium, please state your name again for the record so we know who's speaking. And if you have any exhibits, you can send it down to Mrs. Walls at the end. And just so that you're aware, I know there's three tonight. This is for the one that is G9, which is the one on Cooper Circle. So just to make sure that's clear for you.
That we're all on the same one. All right, sir.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is James McCarty. I live in Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park. In regards to this particular unit and the following units, I'd like to ask, when does a variance become a hazard? And to perpetrate that or bring that forward, what I'm asking is, when does it become a problem as per fire code? If one of these trailers goes, they go up in 4 minutes. 4 minutes from that to the neighbor, to the neighbor, to the neighbor. As a former fireman, I've been in one of these. I don't want to see this get closer and closer and closer. What are we doing?
Let me answer that question for you. I've been around Sussex County a long time, and that has always been a question. And firemen have often asked that. We've asked the same question over and over again, and they say that the 20-foot separation is enough for them. There's quite a few mobile home parks.
Right. I agree.
But I'm sure that when... Okay.
You're saying...
So let me go on. Let me finish my statement. That when the, planning and zoning, the way I understand it, first set up their separations in mobile home parks, okay? They brought in the firemen's opinions into this, and when county council looked at what their proposal was from the commission, they approved this. So through the years now, we've had them in all your mobile home parks. You know, there's 20-foot separations. And it's not just Donovan's.
Right. I agree with that.
So it goes along, so you know where it came from. It's not just something that it's, and if you want to get that changed and you're concerned about that, this is not the place to go. It's your councilman that.
It's not the 20-foot separation. What we're talking about tonight is bringing these 20-footers less than 20 feet. You're now talking about 18 foot. You're talking about.
I understand.
So
I understand.
That's 2 more feet. You're already
gotcha.
At, mm-hmm. And if you read the fire code, you're already at 20 foot. Mm-hmm. They're saying that's safe, but it's not recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you drop down to 18, that's 2 feet. Have you ever stood next to a fire gotten 2 feet closer?
I'm sure, but we have a fireman here that I'm sure, and another fireman.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's all. That's my entire point right there.
I got you. Okay. I thought maybe you were questioning the 20 feet.
No,
that
it's
we,
a safety issue. It's a safety issue not only for the firemen that are coming to fight the fire, because now instead of having one unit, you're talking about all the units next to it.
So you're saying that the 20 feet's enough, and we got to live with that, but you
right.
Take it any closer when than
you
that.
You take it down to 18 feet, 17 okay. feet, 16 feet.
Gotcha.
When does it stop?
Gotcha.
And as far as moving in a smaller unit, that's fine. There are available units. According to what I've read, that are 12 foot wide.
Got you.
I mean, let's be realistic.
You may want to talk to our council, your council.
Just for the record, just for the record, I think that 12 feet is what they were trying to put in.
Yes, 12
right.
foot.
Right, I understand that. They're trying to put a 12 footer in there. the following two we haven't come to
we're
yet.
We're not there.
We're not there yet, though, sir. We'll try to do this one first.
Yeah, well, we'll take them one at a time.
Take them one at a time.
You guys, got in the fire service, if you've ever been involved in a mobile home fire, this is something that is very serious, and you don't want to exacerbate the problem.
True.
You don't want to create a bigger problem. So as far as this variance is concerned, I recommend you don't do it. It's creating a hazard.
Well, you know, regular homes are 20 feet apart. Okay? It's all according to where it is. Say in the GR neighborhood, it's 10 foot, then 10 foot for the other guy.
And they also have
the property line. So that makes 10 and 10 makes 20.
Right.
So they have a hard time fighting those type of fires too. So that's the reason I say you may want to talk to your councilman about the setbacks. But anyway, I understand what you're saying. But we're doing the same thing when we do it to a GR section. In other words, when we approve a side yard setback, it gets closer.
Absolutely.
And that's what your complaint is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, sir.
My name is Samuel Saunders, okay. And I live at 16338 Donovan Street, 4th Street. Okay. And I'm basically saying the same thing. I object because the closeness of the trailers, and they're around 17 and a half feet, and not in distance from one trailer to the next. And to me, it just looks really unsafe.
All right,
just for that one particular one, or are we discussing all of them? Just that particular
just one right now is all,
yes,
sir.
That's the one.
Okay.
And also, another thing that some of the other neighbors are worried about is the trailer itself is so close to the train track, and they're actually getting ready to come through with a bicycle path through that part of the park. And for them to set a new trailer, in which some of the old trailers are already there, and they're not sure about whether when they come through with the train track or the bicycle path, where they're going to have to move, or the trailers themselves are in. Looks like when they put the bicycle path, you may be able to ride through and almost touch the trailers.
Well, that'd be
back on that at Cooper Circle where the train track is.
Right.
And that's the only thing that I. But some of the other neighbors are worried about, since they bought the trailer there many years ago, and they weren't told or didn't know about how close they were to the train track, and they thought that they really owned the property, and there's some discretion about the train track and the bicycle path.
And that's something they'd have to take up the park under then. Yes, sir. We don't.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. Yeah. You know,
oh, I understand, okay. But there again, but we don't can't get into that. The bike path, the railroad.
You feel that 12 inches is significant? I mean, they wouldn't be here if they'd be right at 20 feet.
Yeah, but I just think that's creating more trouble than if it could be done right or not done. I mean, it's just what do you think a life is worth saving? I mean, that's the way.
Well, I'm saying you feel that is a safety issue.
Yes, I do.
The 1 foot variance, if we grant that.
More than one. I think it's like two. Some of them are. It's at an angle. I think we measured it. One part was 18, and one part was 17 and a half, or something like that.
Okay.
So it's some difference.
I just want to get your opinion. Why?
Do you live close to it? Do you live close to it?
Yeah, I live on the other side of the park.
On the other side of the park?
Other side.
Okay. Not next to these here?
No, not next to that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Terry Saunders, and I guess I have a couple of questions, and I'm glad to be in front of you so you guys can clarify the procedures. I've lived at Donovan's for about 8 years, and I've never seen a permit. Except, in fact, the only time I've ever seen the variance were for the variance of these three trailers. So I am really not aware, because it's never publicized, if anything's being built, if anything's being permitted, because there's never signs. And I will discuss that at one of the others, where a lady had a sign just to get a porch on, and she has pictures of that. But to live there, we're never notified about any sorts of permits. So I'm really surprised, and I'm pleased that they actually had manufacturer home placement permits. I guess my question is that if I was doing something, I would have to get a permit and a variance first before I did something. And I'm very uncomfortable with the fact that we have three lots that we're talking about today where it was sort of put in there. We were not informed. Neighbors weren't informed. There were no sign. There was no signage. And now we're looking for a variance. I thought it goes the other way around. You know what you're doing. You do your measurements. You get your variance. Then you build. And that I object to. And that is what I've noticed for 8 years living at Donovan's. Things are just put down. Like I say, this is the first variance meeting I've ever seen any kind of notice for. And I just think it's sort of, like you say, there's been a long history of variances here. Well, you know, we variance 1 foot, we variance 2 feet, we variance 3 feet, we variance a feet over there. And over time, the place becomes crowded. It becomes dangerous. It becomes dismal. And our home values have plummeted. The company itself has trailers on the market for 2 years that haven't been sold. So I'm not really sure when you balance off the need of the homeowner versus the need of the lot owner, where are we coming? We can't sell a trailer. They can't sell a trailer. It may have something to do with all these variances of putting these larger trailers on a park that has a very small footprint. So that I'd like to share that.
Okay.
Ma'am, where do you live at? You live near these?
I live at 16338 Forest Street.
Is that close to this?
No, and as a matter of fact, that part of the trailer park to me is sort of like the stepchild. I'll have pictures to show how well it's not taken care of. But that trailer was, I spoke to the neighbors, was replacing a smaller trailer that was abandoned for several years. In the Cooper Circle area, there's about two or three abandoned trailers there now that are languishing, and I don't understand why not tear down the older trailers. And I know you can get a variance to maybe put a 14-foot trailer somewhere. As I said, the footprint of the park is small. The massiveness and the scale of the new trailers, well, I'll share with you the next time around, makes a very difficult place to live, very depressing, very dangerous place to live. And we'll share that later.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Ma'am, did you... Okay.
Thank you.
I thought I lost you.
Thank you for this process. Unfortunately, I have more to say regarding the other two requests for variances.
Okay.
However, I'm in complete agreement, and so are we. Have recently formed a homeowners association.
Okay.
So most of us here are representing, we are the consensus of the Homeowners Association. So Dr. Saunders said, is our consensus.
Okay.
That, you know, they're oversized structures. They were placed without receiving or requesting, you know, a variance, and they're very unattractive. I mean, they just loom over the other older, smaller homes. And as Dr. Saunders said, there are so many vacant houses that we don't understand why that is not the priority, because that is, you know, safety, health and safety issue as well. But I have more to say about the other two properties because they're
okay.
Next to my home.
Can you state your name again for the record?
I'm sorry. Thank you. Sharon Ash.
Thank you.
Sharon, I'm ready. Thank you. All right. Hearing no further opposition then, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we table this case, 11,944. There are some issues here that I'd like to think over, and we do have some documentation here I'd like to go over also and look at some of these other variances I see in here.
To our next regular meeting?
To our next regular meeting.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we table case number 11,944 until our next regular meeting, which is May the 1st. Okay, all those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Petzl?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, K
Case number 11,944 is tabled into our next regular meeting, sir.
Thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. Next case, please.
The next case is case number 11,945. Donovan Smith Mobile Home Park LLC is seeking variances from the separation requirement between units, section 115, 172G, and 115. 172G7 and 115-172G14 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northwest side of Grandview Street, approximately 770 feet northwest of Central Avenue. The 911 address is 16307 Grandview Street, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 335, map 8.14, parcel 43, unit 55406.